those of you who don't know, my name is Kurt Green. I'm the youth pastor here. We're so glad that you decided to join us this morning. What we're going to be talking about this morning is how to have the best Christmas ever. And the idea for this series came a couple of years ago in Ground Zero. The kids get a Thanksgiving break, so we'll have Ground Zero, then we take a week off, and then we come back for 3 weeks before Christmas. And so I wanted to teach something for kind of the holiday season, and so we decided to do a message called How to Have the Best Thanksmas Ever, which is Thanksgiving and Christmas put together. And so we wanted to share that with you this morning and some of the things that we talk about in Ground Zero to the students, and share it with you too this morning on how to have the best Christmas ever. Because a lot of times the holidays can leave us feeling disappointed and frustrated and upset. A lot of times the holidays, we can get to the end of it and feel like, well, even Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving's over, and you may think, well, I wish we would have done this, I wish we would have done that, I wish so-and-so could have made it, I wish so-and-so couldn't have made it, I wish the food would have turned out better, and you may have some things, and so the holidays a lot of times can leave us feeling disappointed. Another thing is the holidays can feel like a roller coaster. Like, we wait in line all year for Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas to get here, and then it seems like within a few days they're all over, right? And it's like riding in a roller coaster. You wait an hour at Six Flags to ride for 13 seconds on a roller coaster. And so a lot of times the holidays can feel that way. And so what I want to do is I want to give you five ways to have the best Christmas ever. Five ways to have the best Christmas ever. And so before we jump in, I just want to pray, and then we'll jump into number one. So Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that as I speak, that your words would flow through me, that it's not my words, that our hearts would be open and ready to receive what you have for us. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Number one is Christmas is not just a day, it's a season. Christmas is not just a day, it's a season. Now, I know there's very many different types of people. There's in the room this morning. There's the people who set up their Christmas tree before Thanksgiving. There's those of you that do not set it up till the day after Thanksgiving. Then there's those of you who still don't have your Christmas tree up. So how many of you put it up before Thanksgiving? Show of hands. Anybody? We had a lot last night. Okay, there's some of you here. Okay, before. How many of you put it up after Thanksgiving? You wait till Thanksgiving's over because it's okay. How many of you still don't have it up? Yeah, you still don't have it. Okay. So I don't have mine up yet either. We're working on it. We don't know how we're going to keep an 11-month-old out of the Christmas tree. You know, you saw in the clip where Elf jumps off the couch and onto the tree. I don't want Annie running in and diving on the tree. So we're trying to build like a cage or like a glass globe to go over it. So Christmas is not just a day, it's a season. What I want to encourage you with is to celebrate Christmas all this month. Don't just wait till the 24th or the 25th to celebrate. I want to read to you John 3:16, very famous verse, and it says, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life." Now, this verse is a very famous verse. Probably everybody in the room has heard this verse. You probably have this verse memorized. The translation may sound a little different because it's New Living and not the New King James. And so what happens with this Bible verse is very quickly as I read it, even as I said, I'm going to read John 3:16, some of you started to check out. And you think, I know that verse, right? In Ground Zero and Empower Kids, we do memory verses. And what we do is we'll have a verse for 3 or 4 weeks. That's how long we do it in Ground Zero. Pastor and them will do about 4 or 5 weeks in Power Kids. And they'll go over a verse. We'll have the kids read it. We'll play games with the verse. We put cards up here that have it on. And they have to put it in order like a puzzle. And they memorize verses. Now, in Ground Zero, if you memorize a verse, you can come to Ground Zero, you can come up to me, and you can quote the memory verse, and I'll give you a $1 card. And all that is a little card, little business card that says $1 on it, and they can use it anywhere in Ground Zero. And so what they'll do is they'll come up, and I have kids that can memorize it, and they'll say, can I quote the last one? Yes. Well, can I quote, I know this verse, you know, I know Psalms whatever. Can I quote that? Sure, you can quote that, and I'll give them a dollar card. One kid came into my office and said, can I quote John 3:16? And the kid with him said, no, that verse doesn't even count. Because everybody knows that verse, right? And so very easily when I read this verse to you, we can think, oh, John 3:16, I know that verse. And we can kind of think, well, that verse doesn't really, I've heard preachers say that John 3:16. And this is actually the most powerful verse in the Bible. See, and the devil's tried to steal that away from us. And this verse talks about how God loved the world so much that his son stepped out of heaven so that we would believe in him and not die but live forever. The most powerful verse in the Bible. Same thing happens with Christmas. Christmas rolls around every year about the same time. And we've heard the Christmas story, we've seen the Christmas decorations, we've seen the manger scene, we know the movies, we know how it's all going to work, and we can very easily move into a negative attitude and we cannot celebrate Christmas. And what happens is we end up missing it. And I want to encourage you not to miss it. Don't let the Christmas story lose its magic. Okay, just don't allow yourself to move into that because that's such a powerful story of God's love for his people. And so I don't want you to miss that. I want you to start celebrating Christmas right now. It's December 4th. I want you to start right now. We're 20 days away from Christmas Eve. Decorate your house, even if it's small. At Shopko, they've got the little Charlie Brown Christmas tree. You can just grab it and throw it on the table if you don't want to put up a big Christmas tree. And start celebrating right now. Decorate, listen to music, even if it's simple. Like I said, just a small tree, even if it's simple. Just do something to begin to celebrate Christmas because it's not a day, it's a season. We're going to celebrate the birth of Christ. The whole month of December. My wife always says we celebrate birth weeks, right? Not your birthday, but the week that you were born, your birth week. And we can even extend that to your birth month, right? It's like I was born in March, so the whole month of March, we're going to celebrate. Well, I think we should do the same thing for Jesus. The December, we're going to celebrate his birth month. So, number one, it's Christmas is not just a day, it's a season. Number two is enjoy friends and family. Enjoy friends and family. And I have in my notes to enjoy friends and family, not stuff. You're never going to sit at home and think, I wish I had that gift I got 10 years ago. You'll never sit at home and think, I wish I had that gift I got 10 years ago. Now, the only thing that gives a gift value, the reason a gift holds value is because of the person who gave it to you. Okay? I have a bag at home, and it's just a cloth brown bag, kind of like a duffel bag, and it has my name embroidered on the side of it. And my grandmother gave that to me, and she has since passed away. Now, the only reason I love that bag is because my grandmother gave it to me. Not because it's nice, because, I mean, it's just a generic duffel bag cloth. It's not expensive leather or a high-end bag. It's got Kurt Gray embroidered on the side of it. But the only reason that gift holds value is because of the person who gave it to me. And you couldn't come up to me and offer me anything for that bag. I would not give you that bag for anything. Okay? And so what happens is in Christmas is we can get very caught up in, especially if small children, elementary children, even older kids, that, well, I've got to buy you some big, amazing gift. Right? I have an 11-month-old, and you know what she's going to play with on Christmas morning? The box. She's not going to care what toy's in there. She's going to be like, get that out of the way so I can crawl in that box. Right? And so what happens is we have some friends, and they have a small child. He's probably 3 or 4, and he's kind of starting to understand Christmas and gifts and Santa Claus. And then the mom said, man, I really feel pressured that I need to buy a lot because he's beginning to understand. And that's so terrible. And I know media pushes on us, and your kids are like, I want an iPad 37, and so you run out and you think you have to get it. But I can tell you that what matters – what matters at Christmas is who sits around the Christmas tree, not what sits under the Christmas tree. Okay? The same can be said for the dinner table. What matters is who sits around the table, not what sits on the table. Okay? I want to read to you a verse. This is Proverbs 15:17, out of the New King James, and it says, better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a fatted calf with hatred. Now, I'll put that kind of into our terms. Better is a dinner with salad where love is than a dinner with steaks where hate is. And I want to encourage you that, you know, a lot of times in Christmas, what can happen is we can gather together. We can all get together as family. And what do we do as family? We fight. We argue. We get mad at each other, right? You know, maybe your brothers and sisters come from out of town and they're going to tell you how to cook your dinner or how to set your table or what's wrong with your house. And lots of times people can be sarcastic. People can be condescending. People can just be mean, right? What I want to encourage you is to not fall into that trap and to love. Jumping back for a minute to gifts, Ashley and Arthur, my sister and brother-in-law, what they do every year as a gift is they rent a trolley in Amarillo, and we all get on the trolley, and we go ride around, and they do a loop, and we look at Christmas lights. And this is their gift for us, is to drive around and look at Christmas lights. And what they'll do is they'll do one trolley for family, and then another trolley and another night for their friends. So they have a lot of friends and they have a lot of family. I'm lucky because I hit both sides. I'm their friend and I'm their family. So I get to go on both. And so they do this. And Ashley says, I would rather give you an experience than give you a gift. Right? I would rather give you an experience. You can always think back to holidays, and I can guarantee you, you'll always remember experiences over a gift. You'll remember something somebody said, or if something happened or something went wrong, you'll always remember that over, oh man, remember that year I got that car? And the only reason you remember a gift is because of the person who gave it to you. If your father gave you something and you lost it, you're like, man, I'd cut off my pinky toe to get that back, right? And so I want to encourage you that as you give gifts, especially to your kids, give experiences. And we're gonna jump into some of that in a minute. And so that last one right there was enjoy friends and family, not stuff. Don't allow Christmas to be stolen. This is the next one. Don't allow Christmas to be stolen. So I'm just going to quickly review these. Christmas isn't a day, it's a season. Enjoy friends and family, not stuff. And don't allow Christmas to be stolen. John 10:10 says that the thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. But my purpose, or Jesus' purpose, is to give them a rich and satisfying life. I want to tell you right now that the devil wants to steal Christmas from you. Right? The devil hates Christmas. I mean, we're celebrating the birth of Jesus. And that's what we're doing. And so in John 10:10, it says that he wants to steal. And what the devil wants to do is he wants to steal your joy, your hope, your love. He wants to steal your excitement, right? He wants to kill any strong family ties you have. He wants to kill your love for your family. And he ultimately wants to destroy you. Okay, you know, there's the old story of, I'm not sure, I believe it was World War II, maybe it was the Civil War, where on Christmas Day they stopped fighting and all came together and celebrated. I know one of the wars, each side stopped and they came together. Okay, the devil doesn't give up on Christmas Day, right? He doesn't say, hey, I'll give you this day, y'all have a day off, right? The enemy doesn't do that. And so don't be on guard, okay? Put on the armor of God and be ready. And recognize in your life that, hey, this is the enemy, right? When I'm starting to feel angry or mad or frustrated, or I'm ticked off at what you're doing or what you said, okay, you got to recognize this is the enemy trying to steal this away from me. The turkey burns, you know, right? The ham catches on fire and you got to throw it out in the backyard. Whatever goes wrong, you got to remember, man, I'm not going to allow this Christmas to be stolen. You'll throw the ham to the dog and call Pizza Hut, right? Get a pineapple and ham pizza and celebrate Christmas, right? And don't allow situations and things to be stolen from you. 1 Corinthians 16:14 says, and do everything with love. And do everything with love. This is so important that through the holidays, through Christmas, that we do everything with love. We heard a pastor on the radio say that when you leave a department store and they say, Happy Holidays, and you say, Merry Christmas, but that's not being a witness, right? You're not sharing the love of Christ. Okay, we went to Walmart the other day to get a few things, and as I walked in, you know, they're out ringing the bell for the Salvation Army, and this lady says, Happy Holidays, and I just said, Merry Christmas. Well, she whipped around and said, Merry Christmas, and it was like almost, if they'll say Merry Christmas to me, I can say it back. And so just show love, walk in love everywhere you go. That's what the season is about. It's about the birth of Christ. He would give up heaven. He would give up all of that to step down to earth to die for us and to remember to celebrate that and celebrate that in love. Love with your family, with friends, with people we're around, with people we don't know, with the guy that cuts us off in traffic or, Megan and I went and we had to get a few things like the night before Thanksgiving. And I remember last year we went and we had to get like walnuts or some kind of crushed nut for something. And there's like one bag left. And it's just like the movies. We're at this end of the aisle and there's an old lady at the other end of the aisle. And it's like she's eyeing that bag and I'm eyeing that bag. And it's like I'm going to drop an elbow on you for a bag, of crushed nuts. And so be careful that we don't fall into that this season and that we do everything with love. And so don't allow Christmas to be stolen from you. Don't allow cynicism or sarcasm to get into your heart and enjoy the season. Our next one is make Christmas traditions. Now, many of you may have Christmas traditions already, things that you do as a family that you celebrate and that you do every single year around the Christmas season. Something that my wife loves to do is look at Christmas lights. If we're up in Amarillo and it's starting to get dark, we'll go drive through some places and look at Christmas lights. And that's a great tradition to have. You can throw the kids in their PJs, and give them a hot chocolate and get in the car, and we're going to go drive around and look at Christmas lights. You can mail out a Christmas card with pictures of you to family and friends. You can get the whole family together and read the Christmas story. You can just get online and Google, Christmas story, and it'll have all the verses and everything printed out for you. Watch Christmas movies. Listen to Christmas music. Play in the snow, if it snows. If not, you can go to the store and buy it. Have you ever seen snow in a can? You dump it out and add water, and it turns to snow, and you can have a snowball fight in the kitchen. Put out milk and cookies for Santa. Decorate and give back. Now, listen to Christmas music. When I was a teenager, I didn't really care for Christmas music, probably just because I was a teenager. I didn't really like Christmas music. I enjoy it now. If you're not a big fan of Christmas music, I encourage you through the season, just listen to some of the classics. You don't have to listen to it all the time. The radio station, 94.1, plays Christmas music, and they play some great music. The only problem with that station is that woman, Delilah. And if she would just kind of hush and play some Christmas music, we could enjoy that station. But my Lord, whoever decided to put her on the air and thought this will be a good idea, I don't know. But try to listen to some Christmas music. If you don't like 94.1, I feel your pain. You can just get you a CD or something and listen to Christmas music. Now, one of those traditions is give back. And so I want to encourage you, like with kids, if you have kids, if you don't have kids, if you're older, empty nesters, that you still give back. And one of the things is to teach your kids that Christmas isn't just about what I'm going to get, but it's about giving. A great thing you can do is the angel program. We have angels right out at the red desk. And what that is it has a child on there that's probably not going to get Christmas presents this year. Their family's not going to have the money to do that. And so you can go out with your family, have your kids pick one out, go to the store, have them pick a coat out for them and some shoes out for them or a toy out for them. And you buy that and you put it together in a bag and you donate it and you have your kids do that. If you have smaller children, one thing I've heard is that they're going to give five things away. And what they do is they go into the room and they're going to give three things away that they don't use and two things away that they do use. Telling your kid, hey, go to the room and get three things you don't use. And they go grab three broken toys out of the bottom of the toy box. They hear, give this to the neighbor kid. That kind of loses the point of giving back. It's like you're going to give something you don't use and something you do use to teach them to give. Because the Bible says in Acts 20:35, this is Paul. He says, I've been a constant example of how to help those in need by working hard. You should remember the words of the Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than receive. It is more blessed to give than receive. And at Ground Zero, the last couple of years, what we've done is the last night of Ground Zero before Christmas break, we have a Christmas party. And we'll go out to Walmart and buy, $300 or $400 worth of stuff to give away, like headphones and chargers for phones and We bought remote control cars and helicopters, and we bought the Millennium Falcon as a quadcopter, and we give all this stuff away. So what we did one year is we have a fishbowl. You sign up across the street, and you put your name in the bowl. We drew three names, and we called them out and said, y'all come up. We had the table set up and said, y'all pick anything you want. Anything you want, you pick it out. And so they grabbed the stuff they were wanting. I said, okay, now you go over to the fishbowl and draw a name and tell them to come up. So they went up. They draw three more names, and three kids came up. I said, now the name you drew, you hand them your gift. You would have thought I said, now cut off your left leg and hand them your leg. These kids were berserk because they had to give their gift away. And I mean, you know, it's we don't spend a lot of money. We try to keep it under $20 per gift. We have some bigger gifts, but we try to keep it. It wasn't a big deal. Like, oh, they had to give an Xbox One S away or a PlayStation or a 4K TV. No, it was like, here, give this little toy. And they were just devastated. And I think it's so important that you teach your kids and your family that, hey, we're going to give back. And if you're empty nesters or your kids are a little older, something you can do is we had some people during Thanksgiving go work like a soup line, or they worked a Thanksgiving dinner for some homeless. And you can go do something like that to teach your kids to give back and to create that. Now, Christmas movies. I just wanted to give you some examples of some Christmas movies. Now, there's two types of people in the room tonight. There's those of you that think Die Hard is a Christmas movie, and those of you who think Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. So if it is, you can watch Die Hard on Christmas. That's up to you. Some other ones are The Polar Express. That's a great one. Snow Day, that's a Nickelodeon one. That's good for like junior high kids. Jack Frost, Elf, Miracle on 34th Street. Megan would say watch the black and white one, but if you want color, you can watch color, and It's a Wonderful Life. And so watch some classic ones, watch some newer ones, and watch some Christmas movies, listen to Christmas music, and give back and make those traditions. Now, some of you tonight, you may have traditions that you do that, you know, weren't on the list, and that's fine. I'd love for you to post some stuff to Facebook, post it on the TCF page, tag us in it. I'd love to know what some of your Christmas traditions are and what y'all do. All right. Our last one is go to church Christmas Eve. Go to church Christmas Eve. What we do, normally Christmas Eve isn't on Saturday. Every year it's not on Saturday. And so what we'll do is we go to Plainview to my other grandmother's, my mom's mom, and we go to a Christmas Eve service with her. And we'll go to church, and then afterwards we go back to her house and eat dinner. And generally we just order pizza and have pizza. But that's always been kind of a Christmas tradition over the last couple of years that we've created by doing that, by going to church and going with her. This year, since we're doing our own Christmas Eve, we'll be here. But what I want to encourage you with is go to church and remind your family why we celebrate Christmas. Don't just get caught up in the media and all that's great. And we love all that. I love the commercials, the music, the lights. But that you remind your kids, hey, here's why we're celebrating Christmas, because of Jesus. And a great way to do that is go to a Christmas Eve service and celebrate, and then go home and you get everybody ready for bed, you know, and then the next morning is Christmas morning. And then a little side note, I guess you could add this as another one, a little bonus round, is read the daily Christmas card that Pastor handed out to you last week. We've got a few more at the red desk if you didn't get one. And all it does is it lists the verses that you can go through to read the Christmas story throughout this month. And I encourage you to read it with your family. So maybe sit down after dinner, maybe at the breakfast table, whenever you're all together. The verses are very short for each day. It won't take long. And sit down and read that together, just to kind of daily remind each other of why we're celebrating. And to get into the Word as a family, and to let that wash over you, wash over your kids, over their mind, over their heart, and that you get in the Word together as a family. So I want to quickly just run through these one more time as a reminder. Number one, Christmas is not just a day, it's a season to celebrate Christmas right now. Enjoy friends and family, not just stuff. It matters who sits around the table, not what sits on the table. Don't allow Christmas to be stolen from you. Do everything you do in love. Make Christmas traditions. And the last one is go to church Christmas Eve. And so I want to encourage you with those. And like I said, I'd love to hear on Facebook and social media what some of your traditions are, some things you do. If you go look at Christmas lights, take pictures and tag us in it. Excuse me. And we'd love to hear that from you. So if you would, bow your head and close your eyes, and we're going to pray.